Thursday. Did you sleep in on
Thursday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch-up.
Catch-upperers, welcome to Thursday show.
Yes, we're here. We're Jimmy and Nath.
Yep.
Get used to it.
Yeah, nice. Oh, bit of sass, bit of attitude. We never come off with attitude. You know what? Yeah. Here we are,
now,
Jimmy and Nath.
Look, Nath, on the show, we talk about beards because we asked the question, do you know someone who can't grow one? Now, you and me, I think you were about 15.
About 14, 15 before I could really get a solid bit of growth going.
You know, and I've been thinking about it. I was probably the same. Do you remember your first shave, though?
I do.
Because I remember mine vividly. I'll let you tell yours first. But I feel like every boy remembers the first time, you know, they put the foam on your face.
This might be a bit dorky, but for my first shave, Dad was a part of it. Was your dad a part of your first shave?
I'll tell you what I did for mine. You go first.
No, Dad was a part of it. I put the cream on my face, but he shaved one side, and then I did the other side. So he showed me how it worked, and then I did the other side.
Yeah,
so it was a bit of a team effort.
Was it for like a special occasion? Was it just because you started to grow hair on your face?
Well, because I was at a school where I couldn't have facial hair.
Yeah.
So but I had to do it.
It was a bum fluff?
It was bum fluff. Yeah. I mean, now when he helps me do it, it's a normal beard.
Yeah. But it's weird because, I mean, he lives in Sydney and we're in Hobart, so he has to fly down every week.
Yeah, just every couple of days. Hey, I've got the new Gillette.
Look, I remember vividly. I can't remember the girl's name.
Hang on.
What?
Why is there a girl involved?
Well, because I was trying to impress a girl. And
so you invite her over for a viewing?
No. So there was a girl that I liked and she was new to town and I saw her and I was like, wow, this girl's beautiful. So I want to look my best for her. I had a little bit of bum fluff sort of all over my face and I thought I've got a shave for the first time. But I didn't ask Dad. I didn't tell anyone I was doing it. So I shaved.
Where did you get the shaver from?
Dad's shaver.
Oh, you used his.
Used his. But it was at home. No one was home. But I shaved against the grain.
Oh, see, this is the big mistake people make.
But again, I hadn't asked Dad. I hadn't asked anyone. And at the first instant, you look good. But then the next day when I was going to go meet her, I just come out in the rash.
I've got
the rash all over my face.
He was like Two-Face.
Yeah, so I never spoke to her because I worried I had this rash on my face. And when I said she was new to town, because I grew up in a small country town, she was actually visiting with family.
Oh.
So I never spoke to her. I never saw her. But if you're listening, random girl, you're the reason I don't even know her name. I don't even know her name.
So you went against the grain, shaved up your face for a girl whose name you didn't even know.
Yeah.
Should have flown my dad in, mate. He's really good at that.
Nath, get the round of applause ready.
It's ready, mate.
Because we have a Tasmanian, a Kmart lover, a coffee lover, and even part-time athlete. It's at the Kmart lover from Instagram. Please welcome Claire to the show.
Claire, hello.
Good morning.
Claire, you are probably the most famous person in Hobart, I think.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. I reckon you're on the money table.
I can say you're even the most famous person in Tassie.
Yeah.
No, not quite.
Okay, now, for those of you that are listening and don't know, Claire has an Instagram page. It's called @thekmartlover. I think yesterday I had a look. 41,500 followers. Is that correct?
Oh, wow. I think I've just kicked over 40, so you're probably right.
Okay.
Oh,
now, okay. Is it something you look at now, Claire, or you're not even worrying about it? You're like, the followers just keep coming.
No. Look, I don't keep a track of it so much. Sometimes a certain person might tag you and followers go up a little bit, but it's not something that I gauge any success on or anything like that.
Yeah.
Claire, how did it all start? Like, did you just start taking photos of Kmart products and then people were like, oh, that's cool? Or did you actively go out and be like, I'm going to be the Kmart girl?
No, I actually started a page and it was called The Home Lover. So I just like cutting around my home. I think I got too much spare time. And eventually it kind of turned into, a lot of this is Kmart and I changed my name and it grew from there.
So it was a personal page and then you've gone up. I've got to flip it to the Kmart Lover.
Yeah, it grew very quickly.
How long have you had the page for? How long has it been kicking around?
I think I started it nearly 3 years ago, but it's probably been in the last 12 months that it's really grown, and that's culminated with a few events tied in with Kmart Australia and some other influences from other pages.
Claire, my girlfriend's woken up early just to hear this interview. This is the most exciting thing we've ever done in her eyes. She's a massive Kmart fan. She's always in the look for you when we're around Kmart. We live near the 24-hour Kmart in Newtown. So she's always keeping her eyes peeled for you. Have people recognised you in Kmart? Have people come up and be like, hey, you're the Kmart lover?
Yeah, they have actually. It's starting to happen a little more of late, and it probably makes it a little more confusing that I've got an identical twin and an older sister that looks the same. So
oh, that's just those poor relatives.
So do you really have an identical twin?
I do.
Oh, that's amazing. Does your identical twin shop at Kmart?
She does.
Oh, no. Claire, do people, so obviously people recognise you, do they come up to you and be like, oh, Claire, does this ensemble work, like with different things that they want to put in their house?
Yeah, they do. I can't remember her name, but there was a lady a couple of weeks ago at Rodney, and she was looking for certain teeth, and I helped her around the shop. I felt like a bit of a saleswoman. It was quite cool, but I'm always approachable and happy for people to do that. I'm not qualified, but I just like to give my opinion and... Yeah, Kmart's a cool place to shop.
You need a Kmart like name badge as well, but just in brackets, I don't actually work here. Yeah.
Instead of like the name, it just says at the Kmart lover. They're like, oh, there she is.
You do get called the Kmart lover, so I think I do have a name behind there, but I'm pretty happy with the Kmart lover.
Do you get VIP parking at the front of all Kmarts? Is there a reserve parking spot for you, or do you just have to park like a normal Kmart user?
Yeah, haven't you seen the sign?
Back to the front. Look, Claire, thank you so much for being on the show. We'd love to extend you the opportunity to come in. You're a very busy lady, as we said. I believe you're doing some netball stuff at the moment. Is that correct?
I am. I'm an assistant coach for the Tassie Magpies in the Australian Netball League. So a little bit busy for May and June, but I'll definitely come in and see you guys when I've got some more time.
Oh, yes.
Well, let's lock that in. We can play some sort of Kmart-related games. Best of luck to the netball, by the way. I hear you're doing quite well.
Yeah, we are. Thank you very much.
And Claire, make sure it's you that come in. Don't you dare set in your twin sister, okay?
I'll see what I can do.
We asked Hobart for an idea. An idea that we would turn into a song and play live this Friday on the show. We decided to go with Julie's idea. This is what she said.
Go to Julie. Julie, what should we write a song about?
Well, I was driving this morning to work, and I thought, how about a big black romantic Angus bull sitting in the paddock looking to find a lovely, nice-looking young cow?
Love it.
Yeah, so we're going to write a song about a big black bull looking for love, who's also a little bit lonely.
Yeah.
A little bit lonely.
Poor thing.
Yeah, look, they're the key factors. Now, those of you just joining us for the first time, Nath will be doing the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy, I'll be doing the music. I've got a guitar right here in front of me.
And I've got a pen and paper right in front of me.
Now, we agreed to those roles, Nath.
Yes.
I'm sorry, because you can't write the lyrics until you've heard the music.
Yeah, you're putting me under some serious time constraints. Yeah,
considering we asked that question Monday, it's now Thursday, and we said we'd play it live on the show Friday, which is tomorrow. Yeah, I've left a little bit late.
And also, it's not like you were prepared yesterday. You were writing it in the ads just then.
Yeah, I started writing it at about 7 o'clock. So I've had 11 minutes of
and
music.
You knew we were doing it here.
Yeah. I've had 11 minutes of writing a song very quickly. Just before I play you some of the music I've written. So do you need any help with the lyrics, or do you want to do it by yourself? Would you like me a once-over?
I've written a very basic draft of a chorus.
We don't need it now.
I might give you a taste. I'll see how I feel.
Well, I'll play the music, you just have a feel.
Yeah.
So the idea is I'll play the music now. Nath, you'll write the song properly today, and tomorrow on the show we'll play it.
Mm-hmm.
One more question. Singing the song. Is it a 50-50 split? Do you want me to sing?
Look, you're a better singer than me. Maybe you sing it while you're playing it, and I'll come in and... Do a bit of a ha.
Okay, well, when you were writing the lyrics, you just let me know what bits are me to sing and what bits you are.
Okay, I'll highlight it in yellow.
Yeah. Okay.
Do the bits.
All right. I don't know why I'm coughing, because...
You're not singing, mate.
All right. So it starts off quite slow. So this would be the verse.
Yeah. So like I'm setting up, painting the picture of this sad bull.
Yeah. The chorus is going to be a bit quicker, but I'll just play the verse. So the verse is something like this.
Go ahead. Okay. Love it. Yeah, perfect. That's great.
That's good?
That's great for me to set the scene in the picture. Yeah.
It's not too fast or too slow.
We can't add any other instruments because you're the only instrument player.
Yeah, so. Well, that's the thing. I mean, I'm playing guitar. You're the lyrics guy.
Can we get a kazoo in your mouth? Nah, okay.
Well, then
just cross that off.
Then I can't sing.
Because a lot of my chorus is based on kazoo work, so I'll just...
just an instrumental track.
I'll just cross that
okay,
off.
Okay, so yeah, again.
Yeah.
So this would be the...
Yeah.
And then there's going to be like a bit that just sort of... It's like pre-chorus.
Like a bridge kind of thing?
Yeah, like a bridge.
Okay, yeah.
Like a bridge.
Give me a bridge.
So it'll be like this.
Yeah, so this is like warming up the chorus.
A lonely boy.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, so cool. That'll be leading in.
Just a, and then bring us home.
So this is the chorus.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. You ready?
Yep.
I've got to remember what I wrote.
No, again,
I've only written this in 10 minutes, so bear with me.
Okay, yeah, good. Keep it going, keep it going. Here we go.
He's a lonely bull now. He needs a cow now. The grass is greener for him to chow chow. It's hard to get there. He's asking how.
Yeah, that's all I've got.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, that was just off the cuff.
I'll be singing tomorrow.
Yeah, you'll be singing. Yeah, so don't worry, I won't be
it's
singing.
It's a cow now. He's got a chow down. Something like that?
Yeah, that's not what I wrote.
Do you know someone who can't grow a beard? We all know that person. They just really, really struggle with it. I'm going to tell you why we're talking about it in a sec, but Nath, I thought we should bring in someone with a strong beard game.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mitchie McPherson.
Mitchie, that clap is for your beard.
Yeah. Well, as soon as I heard that I'm in here to talk about beards, I thought, oh no, I've been set up here.
Look, no, you go, it's quite manicured. You trim the bottom of the neck. But talk us through your process.
Well, I don't do it. My hairdresser, Barber, does it.
Okay.
Yeah, the top, the hair, and then tidy up the facial and cut the lines in. And
he does it all in one go. Weird.
Sorry?
Does he do it all in one go, does he?
He separates it a little bit. But my beard, yeah, I'll take that compliment, but it's very whisk, if you like. It's thin.
Yeah, look, it's a thin
and
beard.
Red.
And you, look, mate, I'm feeling you. I've got
well, yours is redder.
Yeah, I've got the real... It was confusing when I first grew a beard as a 12-year-old. First of all, because I had a beard as a 12-year-old, and second of all, I'm like, why is my hair brown and my beard red? But look, no, the reason I do bring it up, though, is you might have seen it online, but Mario. Someone's
me, Mario.
Decided to shave him. Yeah. Someone has shaved all Mario's hair off. Boys, you've seen the photo. What do you think of hairless Mario?
Very confusing.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the thing was, I forgot Mario had a beard. So that when you told me Mario shaved his beard off, I'm like, did he even have a beard? And then he showed me and I was like, oh my God, who is this naked Mario?
It's more of a mustache than a beard. He has a big mo.
Mm.
What does Luigi run?
He's got a mo too.
He's got a mo.
Oh, he does have a mo as well.
Yeah. You get the mo bros.
Yeah.
It's very different.
They were plumbers. They've gone into doing haircuts now.
Yeah.
Monk and Co. You can see it down there. Yeah, good guys. Nath, you've ever had trouble? Because you never really... You can grow a beard. I have seen it.
I can grow a beard, but
you're always clean shaven.
I'm more clean shaven, but that comes down to my girlfriend because she reckons she gets a rash like from when we cuddle and stuff if I have a beard.
Yeah.
A beard rash.
Yeah.
Beard rash.
I think it's
and
too.
You
look nice and young too with that.
Thank you, mate.
Yeah, I'd argue.
What
do
you look like with one though?
I have seen him. He looks like a caveman because he's a bit big of a bloke.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
A little caveman.
Yeah, a caveman.
Didn't help when I started to make fire in the studio when I had a beard as well. That was weird.
But he started talking like this. Me make fire. Me Nath. I grow a good beard. Nath, you've seen
it. Yeah, you've got a good beard.
And it's full glory. I don't usually let it get out that long, but there's a photo of us at the MCG. Remember when I had that big, thick, black beard?
You get a good beard. And you're one of those people that looks weird cleanly shaven, too.
Like, yeah.
You look uncomfortable when you're cleanly shaven.
I don't like it. I don't like doing it. It's good my girlfriend prefers me with a little bit of stubble.
Mm.
I haven't clean shaven, like a proper, like, razor and foam. I can't even tell you when.
No,
like,
same.
Really?
Like, yeah, like...
Oh, I do it all the time. I grow a good moustache. I do a good moustache.
Yes, yeah. Which we do November each year, so mm-hmm. Hobart, you can look out for that. Mitchie, would you like to...
I've done it in the past, so yeah. I'm happy to do it again. Tommy and the Movember Hobart guys do a great job, so okay, good to really? Join that again.
We'll get you in. Okay, so 13, 12, 16, what we'd love from you, Hobart, do you know someone who can't grow a beard? Is there someone that you know that just, oh, you go, nah, that's shocking. Mitchie, I believe you've got someone.
Well, my little brother-in-law, Sammy, he puts on an Insta story and sends it through to the family chat about how good his beard's going. And I think the other day I counted 6 little hairs on his jaw/cheek. And so it was a terrible, terrible effort.
Are you sure he hadn't grabbed them from elsewhere and just pasted them to his chin?
Got his dad's out of the sink and just threw him up on top and have a look at this.
Went to Bunnings, bought some glue.
Yeah.
Guys, I've got a beard.
Do you know somebody who cannot grow a beard?
Yeah, look, this all started because we saw a photo of Mario online.
It's me, Mario.
And someone shaved him. Yeah, they've got rid of the old mo. The moustache of Mario is gone. If you do want to see a photo of this, you can head to our Instagram page, at Jimmy and Aith. Just fair warning, it's quite disturbing. It's
pretty
odd.
Confronting.
Yes. It's odd to see Mario without a moustache.
And we're joined by Mitchie McPherson as well. Thanks for coming in, Mitchie.
No worries, guys.
Your beard looks great.
Thank you. No.
Was there a moment, Mitchie, when you couldn't grow a beard?
Oh,
you
absolutely. Yeah. And as soon as I started and had that little bit of stubble, my girlfriend, who's now my wife, would not let me let it go. So,
if I've
ever shaved it too short, I'm in all sorts of strife.
So did you meet her pre-beard?
Yeah.
So would you say the beard got you over the line?
100%.
Oh, mate, hold on to that beard. Let's go to Jazz from Howrah. Jazz, do you know somebody who struggles to grow a beard?
Yeah, we've got a groomsman in our bridal party. He cannot grow a beard for the life of him.
So who was that, Jazz? Sorry, I missed it.
He's a groomsman in my bridal party.
Groomsman. Okay. When are you getting married, Jazz?
2 months.
2 months.
Now, Jazz, is it a requirement that all the groomsmen have nice beards?
Well, it's supposed to be because the rest of them do, but this one guy cannot grow one.
Have you considered, nixing him?
I did, but my partner won't have that.
How good a friend is he?
Now, I've never been married, Nath hasn't. Mitch, you have.
Yep.
Is that a deal breaker? I mean, should Jazz get rid of him? Should she really put up a fight?
I think she probably should. One of my mates, actually, three of us who had groomsmen had good hair, and one of them was going kind of bald.
Yeah.
And we were pushing him out of the group. we kept him in. We just told him he had to try and fertilize.
Jazz, does he have hair on top of his head?
Kind of thinning, but yes.
Okay, so he's thinning all over. Can't grow a beard, hair on top. Does he have a partner?
He does have a partner.
Okay. Yeah, Jazz, good. Is there a chance that maybe you could maybe give him like a scarf and he could kind of wrap it around the bottom of his face?
I would consider buying him a fake beard, not a scarf.
Fake beard?
Fake beard.
Or what about like a Sharpie, Jazz, and we could colour in his beard?
Yeah, totally. That would do.
That would be incredible.
Look, Nath, we're still joined by Mitchie McPherson from Stay Chatty. Mitchie, thanks for being here.
Hello.
Obviously a busy day for you.
Plenty on.
I think he's changed in his Instagram bio to co-radio host of Jimmy and Nath. Really committed. Now, Mitchie, one of the times we've had you on, we played the mute game. It was a fun little game. You did really, really well. Essentially, we've got about a minute and a half, where we've got to keep a conversation going. But when you hear your own name, so like one of these, Nath, I think we have
Nath.
As soon as you hear your own name, you've got to be silent. And then it's up to the other two to continue the conversation going. Like, nothing's happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're professionals, boys. Mitchie, you've been around us long enough.
I'm a professional. Yeah, absolutely. You're a professional.
So just a warning, boys, when you hear these.
Nath. Mitchie. Jimmy.
That's when you need
complete
to stop
songs.
Talking.
And the other two people just have to keep going.
Yep.
If someone drops a ball in footy, the other person picks it up, kicks a goal.
Play on.
All right, boys, we're going to start. All three of us can talk and then it'll get into it.
We'll hear a buzzer to start and a buzzer to finish. Okay, we ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, we're off. This is the mute game. Boys, how are we?
I'm hungry because I'm looking at these pink buns that are still in the studio as well. So
get them away from me.
This is actually an intervention. We want you to go on a diet.
A diet?
Yeah, Mitch and I have been talking. We're thinking salads from now on.
No.
Good discussion. Yeah, well, it was a good discussion that we thought was needed.
Jimmy.
But that didn't absolutely help now. So now I'm on my own because he's not allowed to speak. But
now it's just one-on-one. It's one-on-one.
You can have them. Mitchie. I'm not happy with Mitchie because he just changed that quickly. We've thought Nath. salads, Nath, and Mitchie, haven't we? We've been talking about these salads.
Jimmy.
Yeah, we have been talking about salads, Mitch, but I'm just going to forget about salads and I want to talk about putting butter on these rolls because...
Well, butter on those would be nice. Yeah, absolutely.
Just
very
to
nice.
Increase the fat content a little
Mitchie.
Bit.
Mitchie.
Jim,
no,
what do you think?
No. I'm angry at Mitchie because he's supposed to...
Jimmy.
Are you still going to the gym, Nate?
Yeah, oh, I try to. Okay, just stay away from the cardio area.
Mitchie.
You got to go back to the cardio area, okay? Cardio and salads, Nath. We've spoken about this.
What? This mute game just turned into an attack on me.
It's not. It's an intervention. We got
Nath.
Your two best friends are here. Mitchie, we're his best friends, aren't we?
We are best friends.
And we're worried about him. You know what I mean?
I'm incredibly worried.
He's obese. He's
Mitchie.
Ugly. I love how I didn't have an opportunity to talk that. I am not obese. I'm
but you are ugly.
Doing my...
Nath.
Yeah, he's no, ugly, isn't he, Mitchie?
And he doesn't have a beard either.
Yes.
I Jimmy. Mean,
yeah, Jimmy sucks.
when am I getting my lawnmower back?
Look, it wasn't supposed to be an attack. It was supposed to be two friends trying to help another friend out.
Here's a bottle of water.
Jimmy.
Big fan of the show and host of the Today Show, Karl Stefanovic, Jim. He's been heckled on air by a group of rowdy Aussies whilst they've been broadcasting their show from the London Royal Wedding. This is a bit of it.
Very unsavory.
No, we don't like that.
No. Thank you, Pierce. You can leave that alone. Sorry.
Sorry, rowdy Aussies.
Yeah, rowdy Aussies. Their parents will be proud. I tell you what, we just had to escort a few young Australians, to the delicious Australians we've been calling them all morning, to the door.
Poor old Carl.
Yeah, look,
I mean, if you're going to... First of all, because of the time difference, they're broadcasting their live show late at night.
And I'm pretty sure that one was broadcast from a pub.
It was, yeah. It's your own fault.
And they... I follow the Today Show on the old Instagrams. They put up a video encouraging people to go to the pub. Mm-hmm. They put up a Facebook video saying, hey, we're going to be at this pub. Tell your friends. You can't encourage Aussies to come to a pub and not expect them to be a bit boisterous.
And then be cranky about it. And don't school them out. It's a bit of Atmos, you know?
All these people singing and drinking and having a good time. Get out of here.
That's it. We're going to see Koshy. He would never kick us out.
I'm going to Sunrise. You suck, Kyle.
Were you much of a... Now, actually, I know the answer to this. Were you much of a heckler as a kid, particularly on the sporting field? Because I feel like heckling is part of the Australian culture, whether it's sport, whether it's at work, you know what I mean?
Yeah, look, I'll say this. As a small child, as a little kid, I didn't do a lot of heckling. Mm-hmm. There was a bit of the, you suck, you smell.
Oh, that's heckling.
No, but I'm saying I didn't do that.
Oh, okay,
That was from other kids. And then as I got older, what I realised was I was quite quick. I was pretty good with comeback, which has, helped me get this job in radio.
Yeah. The whip tongue, they call it.
Yeah, I mean, look, let's just say they moved me into slips when I was playing cricket, and it wasn't for my hands. I could be quite nasty with the old words.
So here's what we want to do. 13, 12, 16. Me and Jimmy are just going to talk coming up after this song, and we need people on the line who are just going to heckle us. Can you heckle us while we're trying to do our radio show? Because we're trying to crown Hobart's best heckler. This is after host of the Today Show, Karl Stefanovic. They're broadcasting live from London for the Royal Wedding at the moment. He was heckled a little bit during his show.
Very unsavory.
No, we don't like that.
No. Thank you, Pierce. You can leave that alone. Sorry.
Sorry, rowdy Aussies.
Yeah, rowdy Aussies. Their parents will be proud. I tell you what, we just had to escort a few young Australians, the delicious Australians we've been calling them all morning, to the door.
Look, I mean, a bit of a backstory there. They're broadcasting at night time.
Yeah.
They're broadcasting at a pub because they're over in London. They invited Aussies that live in London to come. You invited Aussies to a pub, Carl.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you want from them?
And also, if you're going to call me a delicious Aussie, I'm going to heckle you back.
Yeah, and
as well.
But a delicious Aussie, that's a good thing. It's a compliment.
Yeah, but I'd want to throw some chat back to Carlos. You know what I mean?
Carl, you suck. We want Koshy. We want Koshy.
Now, Jim, how this is going to work? We've got two people on the line. We're going to start with Brooke from Kingston. We're just going to have a chat. Brooke's going to be on the line and she can throw any heckle she wants at us.
Yeah, look, we have asked people to heckle, Nathan. I'm assuming most of our audience are fans.
Yes.
So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what we get.
We'll see what happens. All right, Brooke from Kingston, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, we're just going to chat you, heckle whenever you want, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right. Jim, how are you going?
Yeah, mate, good. You're good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You guys suck.
She's trying to ignore it, Jim. Just trying to
push through.
Just try and push through.
Have you got you got much planned for the rest of the day, Nath?
On the radio.
Oh, that one cut deep. I'm sorry, what am I doing after the show?
Yeah, yeah, what are you up to today?
I might get down to the gym, you know what I mean? Do like a little bit of cardio.
You,
Why don't you just, drone on?
What are you doing after the show, Jim?
Look, yeah, no, I'm probably just going to have a quiet one today. You know, just go to the grocery store.
Oh, yeah, grocery store, what are you
going to
buy?
Oh, wow. Why are you talking about
great heckling.
That was good, bro.
Great heckling.
All right. That was really, really good.
You're on the board. All right, now we've got...
Just remember, I have feelings. I'm a human.
We've now got Karen on the line, Jim. Karen, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, Karen.
Now, Karen, bit of a backstory. You're a big fan of the show. You are the lucky listener we put on a billboard, correct?
I am, yes.
And the first thing you said on this show was, I have a bit of an ugly head. Is that correct?
Yeah, I may have said that, yeah.
So you were heckling before we even asked to heckle.
Yeah.
Okay, she's an experienced heckler. All right, Jim, so you're talking about you're going to the shops.
Yeah, yeah,
afterwards.
Mate.
Yeah, he's actually going to grab a paper bag to stick over his head.
I'm going to buy some steak. I feel like a steak for dinner, Nate.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
To what, beef up your little chunky arms that you got there?
Oh, yes.
Don't try and keep up with Nate that's going to the gym, all right? We all know the heaviest thing you left is you're fine.
Steaks are good. I like a good mushroom sauce.
I might go to the optometrist too. Need to get a new pair of glasses.
Oh, that's a fun thing. Look,
yeah, you've already got four eyes. We don't need to.
We can't recover. I'm thrown completely.
Look,
man.
Brooke was really good. Yeah. But look, you know, Karen, as a big fan of the show, she really hit home.
Yeah. She's an experienced heckler. She's got a lot of experience under her belt.
Like I said, she heckled on this show well before we asked people to heckle.
Karen, congratulations. You are officially Hobart's best heckler. Well done.
Laurel.
Is it Yanny or Laurel?
Laurel.
It's all anyone's talking about. It's splitting. It's splitting Hobart. It's splitting Tassie. It's splitting Australia. It's splitting the world in half.
This is everywhere. This is like when you told me about it yesterday. I'm like, it'll blow over. No, hasn't blown over.
So I had to explain it to Nath because I got it early. I got it yesterday morning, just after the show. You're a little bit confused, but now, yeah, both breakfast TV shows are doing it. Other radio stations are doing it. It's all over my Facebook, my Instagram.
Yeah. So basically what it is, it's a soundbite, this one here.
It's
Laurel.
It's someone saying a name. Is it Yanny or Laurel?
And people are going crazy. It's like the blue dress, gold dress scenario again.
Exactly the same as that. So Nate, we'll be quiet. We'll let everyone have another little listen.
Laurel.
Yeah, so we'd love to know 13, 12, 16, what are you hearing? What are you hearing? Nath, we originally both... I can only hear Laurel.
Yeah. Well, I was big on Laurel.
But you heard a Yanny.
I'm back to Laurel now. I know I'm kind of just jumping sides here. I'm flipping my jersey inside out a few times.
Because, I mean, there's nothing worse than someone who's flipping teams. You know what I mean? Like, at least, like, you know, some people are Yanny, some people are Laurel, but you're both.
Yeah.
You can't be both.
I'm back to Team Laurel now. I jumped the gun a little bit. So what happened was, when I first heard it, I was very confused because I was like, it's obviously Laurel.
Yeah.
But then I heard it yesterday again. Nicole, our afternoons announcer, played it. And I'm like, oh, my God. It's Yanny.
Yeah, so Nicole walked around the office yesterday playing it for people. You'll hear Nath in this, but this is Nicole asking some people in the office.
That's totally Yanny. It's Yanny, definitely.
No!
Oh, now I'm hearing Yanny.
No, you're not. Wait.
Go. Now I'm hearing it. Yanny. Oh, no. So people are obviously quite emotional.
Yeah, look, it's upsetting a lot of people.
Do you hear Laurel or do you hear Yanny when you hear this?
Laurel.
One more time, Nath.
Laurel.
Yeah, look, it's splitting society in half.
This is huge.
There's some people saying Laurel, some people saying Yanny, and some people are saying they hear Horses by Daryl Braithwaite. if you don't believe me, head to our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath. We've got a poll up there. Nath, before we punch through some callers, let's have a look. 52% of people saying Yanny.
People are saying Yanny.
So it's close. It's very close. 52-48.
You and I, we're both Laurel. I was Yanny for a little bit, but now
I'm Laurel. Don't do that. Don't be a guy that flips teams. No one hates that more. It's like Yanny won the premiership and you support them. Now it's back to Laurel.
Bought both jerseys. Jess from Brighton, what do you hear?
Well, this morning on Sunrise, I heard Yanny, and now with you guys playing it, I'm hearing Laurel.
Let me play it for you again.
Laurel.
What did you just...
Laurel. It's definitely Laurel when you guys play it.
Laurel.
Okay, so, see, you're saying Sunrise and Jimmy Nathan playing different things. Is that what you're saying?
No.
It's a combined stitch-up. We're trying to stitch up Hobart.
Sarah from Warrane, what do you hear, Sarah?
Well, I think this is a stitch-up because I've just pulled over on the side of the highway to say that it's definitely Yammy, but when you play it back, it's Laurel.
Let me play it for you again. Here we go.
Laurel.
What did you hear?
It's Laurel.
Okay, one more time.
Laurel.
Yeah, this is a stitch-up.
We got you. No.
No, we're definitely not stitching you up.
All right. Let's go to Michelle from Moona. Michelle, what do you hear?
I've heard both. So on the radio, I hear Laurel, and on my phone, I hear Yanny.
Okay. Oh, now, does this put you in a very confusing place?
I think someone's messing with our heads.
Mm. Okay. Is it possible? Now, we're not stitching people up, Michelle. Is it possible that there's different versions of it out there, and that's what's happening?
Well, possibly. And it could just be the frequency on what we're hearing it. I don't know.
I have heard that. They're saying that I think one of them's a high frequency and one of them's a low frequency. So depending on your speaker is what you hear.
Michelle, do you know a Laurel or a Yanny?
No.
Okay. All right. I thought maybe she might lean to one side because she's mates with a Laurel.
Okay. I've never met a Yanny.
Yeah, but I went to school with a Yanny.
That's not Yanny.
Emma from Derwent Park, what do you hear?
I agree with Michelle because I was listening to it through my car and I heard Yammy, and now I've put my headphones on because I'm driving and I hear Laurel.
Okay, we'll play it for you one more time.
Laurel.
What did you hear?
I hear Laurel, but I heard Yammy through my car speakers.
Oh.
So,
hang on, did you say you hear Yanny with an M or Yammy with an M?
I don't know.
Because I'm thinking maybe
Yanny
the...
Yanny or Yanny, I don't know.
Because I'm thinking the Wiggles are up to this. Fruit salad, yummy, yummy.
I think we can agree that we can't agree.
No, we can agree that it's horses.
Yes. It's definitely Horses by Darryl Braithwaite.
Laurel. Laurel. Riding on the horses, yeah. Laurel.
The Jimmy and Nath catch-up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.